Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern. Southern Rock now just days away from the famous second annual Baton Rouge Oyster Festival, which will culminate here in downtown Baton Rouge. And once again, I have the producer of the Baton Rouge Oyster Festival, Eric Carnegie, in studio with me. Eric, how's it going today?
Doing good. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me again.
Does second Oyster Festival look like it's going to be bigger and better than last year's?
Absolutely. We definitely had to go bigger and better this year after last year's first go around. And, you know, we learned a lot. We know Baton Rouge will come out full force and we'll be ready times two this year.
Awesome. So probably a bigger turnout, huge response. Every time we talk about it on Eagle, I get flooded with calls. What was that? So how is the forecast going to look for Saturday? What have you been told as an
organizer? Well, fortunately,
organizer?
I've been talking with Mr. Jay Grimes daily now, and you know, he said it's under 50% chance. You know, he said you'll either have nothing or you might have some cooling off sessions. So we're confident the day will go as planned. Won't have any issues. If we do, we'll update, but it's looking positive.
Good deal. So this is where we're going to have an oyster shucking contest, oyster eating contest, live music, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Merryweather, and it's absolutely free.
Absolutely, and it's free for a reason. You know, without the help of the local sponsors who have jumped on board since year one and, you know, supported us, you know, we couldn't do this stuff for free. Not just throw a festival, but get the kind of talent that we have for the festival and bring in big names like last year's Spin Doctor and this year Toad the Wet Sprocket. And, you know, without that support, we couldn't do it.
And one of the big supporters is in studio as well, Jeff with GMFS. How are you?
Fantastic.
Welcome to the Eagle Studio.
Absolutely.
So,
happy to be here.
I know that GMFS was also a big sponsor last year. Obviously, they do a ton of stuff here with Guarantee. And, you know, like Dana Brown said last week, you took a big leap of faith last year with it being its first year. But how did you guys end up feeling about it afterwards?
Oh, it was great. You know, we really like to be engaged in the community and support anything and everything that we can. And knowing Eric and what they did last year, we were just actually blown away with how successful it was. And so we certainly, in fact, I think we reached out to Eric and said, hey, we want to make sure we can be involved again. It's very, very important to do these types of things so that the community can really, you know, bond, come together, and enjoy something nice and free downtown.
Absolutely. It's Jeff Weston behind the mic with GMFS. So tell us a little bit about GMFS in case somebody out there doesn't know.
Well, GMFS is a local mortgage company. We've been here, actually just had our 20th anniversary two Fridays ago. So we've been in this community for that long. We have about 250, 260 employees, and all we do is residential mortgage lending. We're the largest lender in the state of Louisiana, and we're just happy to be here to help people change their lives. You know, that's kind of our slogan, changing lives. And whether you're looking to build, buy, you know, refinance, reconstruct, construct, anything that you're looking to do on the residential mortgage lending side, we can help you. And we're right down the street on Florida Boulevard. So we know the market, we know what's going on, and we just love helping people.
And you have a cool jingle that every time I hear it, it gets stuck in my head. So, Jeff, what's your favorite oyster? Do you love oysters?
Love them.
Awesome. I know that you guys have many different kinds there at Jelly Pearl, Eric, but I can never remember what exactly. I guess I just choose the Gulf oysters every time.
She's our official mascot for Jelly Pearl. But, you know, Jolie Pearl does great. You know, we have them cooked 12 different ways, but we just like to showcase it, and that's the point. Like, let's celebrate oysters in general, but let's celebrate downtown and Baton Rouge as a whole and just bring everybody together.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going to be tomorrow after Live After 5, which is featuring Grammy Award-winning Rebirth Brass Band, and Southern Rock is going to be on the road, so I'll be at Jolie Pearl the day before the second annual Baton Rouge Oyster Festival, which is made possible by great sponsors, including GMFS. So, Jeff, I guess, is there anything else that you'd like to add? I know that you said that you guys are, you know, really, it's really important to y'all to be involved in the community as a local company.
Yes, and the only thing I'd say is come down and support it. Let's enjoy it. You know, we're very, very lucky to have people like Eric and others that put on these types of things for us, because it takes a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun. And so I think it's going to be a great day on Saturday. So come support it. Come out and have a little fun. Join the community, and let's see how it goes.
And once again, it's absolutely free. Eric, anything else that you want to plug? Maybe website or any other details?
Oh, we just follow us on the Facebook for the Oyster Festival Facebook page. And, you know, just remember when you're making choices and stuff, you know, just remember these sponsors that have helped out. And, you know, and if there's something that can push you in the right direction, just remember the people who put this helped put this festival on for free, and let that maybe they'll let that make the choice for you.
And are there any nuts and bolts that you want to get out there? Can I bring chairs, my dog, coolers?
Fortunately, Sid doesn't allow for dogs out there.
Okay.
Don't bring the cooler or anything like that. Bring some chairs, bring stuff like you would go into Jazz Fest, I guess you would say.
And then buy whenever you're down there.
Absolutely.
Get your drinks,
plenty
your food.
Of bars, Mockler, full service bars all over the place.
And BatonRougeOysterFestival.com is the website. Jeff Weston with GMFS and Eric Carnegie, producer of the Baton Rouge Oyster Festival. Thanks, guys.